Hello, hello, everybody. KDC here, KDC Movement, back again with another episode. I pray that all is well with each and every one of you. Going to jump right into it today. Want to talk about today, break the cycle. Break the cycle. Well, when you say break the cycle, let's look at that. Let's go into depth with that. Let's look at the definition of what it means to break. To break is defined as to make ineffective as a binding force. So when we go to talking about breaking the cycle in our life, in our marriage, in our mind, in our bodies, whatever it may be, we are making it ineffective, whatever it is that has control over us, to make us continually do the same thing over and over and over again. Break the cycle. Just recently, two holidays that just passed, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur just recently passed. Breaking the cycle. Definitely looking at these two holidays, which God brought me for me with great significance with the Jewish New Year. And then with Yom Kippur, representing fasting and praying and the 10 days of repentance after the Jewish New Year. And God began to deal with me on this episode of breaking the cycle. Breaking the cycle. When I look at that term, that phrase, that word cycle, it makes me think of a washer and dryer. Your clothes are dirty and you put them in the hamper or the dirty clothes bin or whatever you may call it. And whatever day that you have selected, you get your washing powder, you put your water in, you put your clothes in the washer to be washed. When the washer lets you know that it's done, you take your clothes out the washer, you put them in the dryer. But what happens? What happens when your clothes don't come clean? Or what happens when they're washed, but they're not properly dried? And I begin to look at all of these things when it comes to breaking the cycle. That washing cycle. So many of us, we went through the process of being washed and renewed and God dealing with us all over again. But then, somewhere between being washed and dried, we end up worse than where we started from. What are you saying? What I'm saying is, when you don't properly dry your clothes, bacteria, mildew begins to build up. They begin to mold. They begin to smell. So when we improperly in the spirit realm don't go through the process as we should, whether it's not properly done or we just don't take it seriously, whichever one, what have you, we come out worse than the way that we went in. Before, we were just dirty. A stain here, a stain there, what so have you. Or just the fact that we were worn, we were used, we were tired. But now that we've been washed and not properly dried out, not only are we wet, but now bacteria has built up. Now mold has taken effect. Now we have begun to smell. So not only are we dirty all over again, but now we stink. Now we're stinking in the sight of God. Break the cycle. Looking at Colossians 3, verses 5 all the way down through 17, it's talking about putting away all of those things that are displeasing to God. When God comes into your life, and you really begin to live a life for him, these are things that you have to put away. You have to break off fornication, uncleanness, evil desires, covetousness. And I could imagine within this scripture, if we want to be detailed, backbiting, lying, gossiping, all of those things go hand in hand within this scripture. Break the cycle. Then the Lord took me over to Ephesians 4 and 22. And as I begin to look at the scripture, it's talking about the new man. And verse 22 says that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. And then if you go on down, it talks about putting away lying, being angry and sinning not giving place to the devil. Break the cycle. Take away whatever control that was over you to do those things that were contrary and displeasing unto God. Then if we look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it talks about no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you were able, but with the temptation will make a way of escape. Whew. God will make a way of escape. What are we saying here? God will make a way for you to get out of it and break the cycle. Jude chapter 1, verse 24 says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. God, sometimes I need you to save me from myself. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. When I wanna do wrong, God, you are able to keep me. The enemy wants us to self-destruct. But this is what I love about it. Over in John 10 and 10, God lets us know that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. But he came, my God, today, that we may have life and life more abundantly. Anytime there is life, death cannot linger. You cannot have life and death. God brings life to a dead situation. Break the cycle. Break that cycle of suicide and depression in your mind. Paul said that if we cast all our cares on him, he lets us know that he cares for us. And it tells us in the scripture that if we keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. Then over in Matthew, it lets us know that, come unto me, all ye heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Breaking that cycle of depression, suicide. The old folks used to say, come up in the mine. Come up. Come up. Breaking that cycle of poverty. The scripture lets us know that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the lender and never the borrower. Then it lets us know one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, that God supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Philippians 4:19. I don't have to go without, because God is my provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. Breaking off lust and fornication, evil desires. Break the cycle. If you're not married, if you are married and jumping from bed to bed, stop. Break the cycle. God gave us power. Over the enemy. And Paul said it in the scripture, that I pray that my flesh dies daily. Daily, daily. Break the cycle. And I'm not saying that something is wrong with you because you want this or want to do that. No, but God has given us power to break that cycle when it's things that are displeasing unto him. Break the cycle. My brother, my sister, I beseech you to break the cycle. You have the power. God has given us the power. We have the authority. We just have to make the decision to break that cycle. Yes, God, I want to do better. I'm going to do better. Because it does say over in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ that has strengthened me. So there is no reason that I shall continue to allow these things to go on and on and on in my life if I am walking and living a life that's pleasing unto God. Why? Because I have the authority to call it not so. Whew. Break the cycle. I love you. I pray God's peace and abundance over you and your families. Be blessed.